a gentleman who's been faced with an awful lot of decisions to make when it comes to the remarkable Lady Eli, one of our owners, Saul Kuhman, Sheep Pond Partners. Saul, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning.
Anytime. How's it going, guys? Heard it's nice and cold down there.
Yeah, it's warming up.
Saul, decision made on? This week to... No, everything's good. You know, good old Lady Eli. Decision made this week to retire her. One of many tough and interesting decisions you've had to make in her remarkable career.
Yeah, I mean, this was the toughest, I think. You know, I mean, everything else was sort of, you kind of just followed your instincts, right? When we brought her back, it was go slow and make sure she was okay and wanted to come back and kind of do a little bit more. This is different. I mean, this was, she, you know, was doing the best she'd really ever done before the Breeders' Cup. She obviously had an outstanding year last year, and you know, we gave her some time. She healed quickly. Most of the cuts were not serious, even though she got pretty banged up in that race. And, you know, we really were debating bringing her back as a six-year-old, at least seeing if she wanted to run, because she had always, you know, kind of loved what she did. And obviously the other option would be, you know, would be retiring her. And we really battled with it for, you know, for really weeks. And finally came to the decision this week that it was really just, we thought she'd done enough and really earned the right to kind of move on to the next part of her life, which is to be a mom, which hopefully she'll be great at.
She's had such a fantastic career, but she's also had some really horrible setbacks. And getting cut up in the Breeders' Cup was one of them. I mean, not only did it probably cost her the race because she was training just – in outstanding fashion, but then it cost her going to the sale. My daughter Ryan was doing social media for us at Breeders' Cup, and she took a picture of Lady Eli's leg after the race and with the cuts on it, and I wouldn't let her post it. I said, yeah, you can't put that up. She has too many fans. That's too ugly to post, you know? And I just felt so badly for her and for you. You guys have been so patient and taken plenty of time with her and given her so many opportunities to excel, and she does it every time. And then to have that happen to her at the end of her career, I just thought that was really a bit of hard cheese.
It was tough, man. I mean, look, you know, we've been super fortunate with her. We've been really fortunate just since we started the sport 3-4 years ago, and you never want to be, you know, a sore loser or make excuses, right? I mean, it's just not a good way to go through life. You know, it was a tough day, right? I mean, if she had run a year before, the perfect example, right? She ran a great race and she got beat by a horse that ran huge and it was an unbelievable ride by Frankie Dettori, and you know, that was a tough loss, but at least we got to see what she can do, and she got beat. This was tough because you just didn't get to see her. And, you know, it turned out to be the last race of her career. And you know, as you alluded to, she had a big fan base and we had a big crew of people there. And it just would have been nice to have seen her just be able to unleash what she was capable of. And if she got beat, she got beat. So be it. But it was tough. I mean, we were sitting kind of right where they come out of that chute and they go around that first turn. And turned out that was right where she lost her shoe, which we obviously didn't find out till after the race. But we could tell something was wrong. I mean, she was getting bumped and she just, you know, flinging her head coming around the corner. And we kind of looked at each other, Jay and I, and we're like, oh, that didn't look good. And it turned out that we unfortunately weren't able to see what she could do that day. So it was a tough day.
Saul, did that make the decision to retire that much more tougher because she didn't get to go out like I think a lot of people think Lady Eli should have?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. It made it tougher for me because I felt like I just hated that she didn't win or get to run in her last race. So for me, it did. In a strange way, I think it made it easier for my partner, Jay, and for Chad. And obviously it was really the three of us that were kind of having this conversation in depth for multiple weeks, because I think they were you know, I think for them, they sort of were more worried about her, thinking of, wow, something small can go wrong, and you know, what if she's been through so much? And I think that weighed pretty heavily on them. So, it's a tough call. Look, if she had run great, won the race, ran second, ran third, we would have paraded her through the sale, and, you know, I wouldn't say it would have been an easy decision, but it was one that we were kind of comfortable making, and we had already really made it. Once we scratched her from the sale because we just thought it was the right thing to do for her, the idea of shipping her to Kentucky and whatever a few days later, having her prodded out in front of, you know, 100 times a day, it just didn't seem like the right thing to do to her. Then we had more time to think about it. And honestly, to do a bunch of research, right? I mean, you know us pretty well. I mean, we dig in the numbers. And we started looking at, you know, six-year-old mares and you know, what percentage of them can run if they're running well at five. And, you know, you look at Winx in Australia, and you just sort of start looking around saying, maybe we should bring her back. And you have all that time to think about it. And we just, you know, we just feel like we came to the right decision, but it was not easy. I mean, it really, really was not at all.
What about moving forward? Are you guys going to keep her now? Or are you going to put her back in the sale in November? What are you thinking?
Yeah, we're definitely not going to keep her. You know, for us, we've got to focus just on the racing, and we not to sound harsh, but we kind of need the dollars to recycle into our stable, right? We don't have an endless bit of money, and we're trying to run a top racing stable year in and year out, and you know, she's obviously going to be, you know, impossible to replace for many reasons, but you know, we'll have to use those dollars and do what we can to try. You know, we just don't breed horses. I mean, I have one or two brood mares that that's it, and they're not of that caliber. So, you know, we'll put her in full to Warfront and sell her in full in November with John Secura at the Keeneland sale. And you know, if the market stays like it's been, I think we have a chance of you know, doing pretty well with her and hopefully find a great home for her.
Talking with Saul Kuhman, one of the owners of the Indomitable, as Larry Coleman said in the Diana, Lady Eli. You have a favorite Lady Eli moment or race, Saul?
Oh, favorite race probably was the Breeders' Cup two-year-old year, just because that was really the first time for me. It was sort of probably my third or fourth race I'd ever been to. That was when I realized how special she was, right? I mean, when you watch what she did to that field, that would probably be number one. I mean, you know, this year, every race was so special, right? I mean, even the Gamely in California, I went out there with just took one of my sons and you know, watched her win. The race, the Balsam Spa this year at Saratoga was incredible. It turned out to be her last race at Saratoga where she broke her maiden. You know, the Diana that you guys played earlier. I mean, it's been an incredible run, and you know, for a couple of guys that really got into the sport knowing nothing and just really getting lucky, we've been, you know, just super fortunate to go on this ride. I mean, she really honestly changed all of our lives. I mean, I can just speak for myself. I mean, I didn't know what a horse was and had never been to a race before, and all of a sudden it's become a big part of my life, and she took us on a journey that, you know, that I'll always be thankful for. So I'll never forget her.
Yeah, that journey was gut-wrenching at times. I've been in the game a long time, and I can't remember a horse of her quality that's had so many ups and downs. It's just amazing, and I think luckily for you, you've gotten all that stuff out of the way. You should have some clear sailing from here on in for a while, at least.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll win any more Grade Ones, but we should have some easier management decisions, I guess, going forward. Now, look, we were really lucky, right? I mean, Chad just, you know, he loves this horse. I think he would say that it's his favorite or one of his favorite horses he's ever been around. You know, the people in his barn took unbelievable care of her, and he, you know, he really guided Jay and I at every turn, just in terms of the decisions that we needed to make, and really made them easier for us. And you know, Chad, over the last 4 years since he's had Lady Eli with him, has grown a lot too, and I think we all learned a ton going through this experience of of kind of managing her career through those ups and downs. And they were, you know, people talk about the sport having, you know, the highs and the lows. And, you know, that feeling of winning a big race is hard to replicate anywhere in life. And then that feeling of getting a call when your favorite horse is named after your wife has laminitis and probably isn't going to make it, you know, and showing up at the barn and seeing her, you know, legs in ice buckets and looking at her eyes and going, oh, my God, this is, you know, that's about as low as it gets, right? So we've sort of been through the whole roller coaster with her, and you know, it's going to be a lot more simple going forward, I think. And it's really just the emotional attachment that we've had with her, not just us, but our friends, our family. You know, when you have a great horse, I think what I didn't realize was how many people come along for the ride, right? You know, you obviously have the fans, but you forget about the breeders. And, you know, with Lady Eli, it was the people that saved her. I mean, Brian Fraley, she would have been dead without him. I mean, he was the podiatrist that worked on her feet, you know, left his family, came in, you know, every couple of weeks to take care of her. You know, I mean, the love that she got from Chad's assistants and the barn and groom and exercise riders. And you just realize that all these people go on this journey with you, and she means a ton to you, but also to all these other people. And that's what makes the sport so special. So going to be a hard one to replicate, but it should be a little bit more simple and stress-free going forward, I think.
Be nice to cap it off with a little hardware Thursday night, no?
That would be good. We're going to make the trip down to Florida. So we'll see. I mean, you know, we've got three horses that are finalists with Beach Patrol and Mind Your Biscuits, and I don't think that either one of those two will win, but I'll be pretty disappointed if she doesn't. I mean, I think she had a good chance to win it when she was a two-year-old and didn't, and then didn't deserve it the other time she was nominated. I think this time she does. So it would be great to kind of put a nice little cap on it.
All right, Saul, I know you got a board meeting to get to. Thanks for some time this morning. Congratulations with all your success in the game, especially with the one and only Lady Eli. Good luck going forward.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it, guys. Have a great rest of your weekend.